It's time for the Kelly in the Morning Podcast. Now here she is, the one, the only, Kelly O'Neill.
Cool 95.1, it's classic pop. Kelly in the Morning, along with a very special guest, Sherry Curtis, the Bowie County 4-H special agent. That's what I wanted to call you, the special agent. It makes it seem more glamorous, you know?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I am a huge fan of 4-H. I was in 4-H for years as in California, which is odd to me that in California is bigger in 4-H than when I moved to Arkansas. There was no 4-H groups. Why is that?
It's just different in different areas. I grew up in Mississippi. 4-H was more predominant than FFA.
Yeah. So here, what did you do in 4-H when you were a kid?
I did leadership. Mm-hmm. I did showed heifers. We did camp. We went to camp.
Oh yeah, the camping part was so great.
That was the highlight of the summer.
Yeah,
4-H camp.
So much fun. I showed sheep, and I remember there's so many things that you learn from that, because you know, you have this animal that you raise and you take care of, and then you do all the grooming to make them look amazing, because
right.
That was a big deal out in California, was the grooming part of it. And then you had to sell it at market, and I thought I was going to die. So
true, and it's all the circle of life.
Yes.
There's a lot of folks that are kind of harsh on the circle of life, but I think kids learn a lot of responsibility. You know, we tout life skills, but this is life.
Yes.
I mean, they have responsibility. Like, say, I showed heifers. Our kids showed heifers and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We started out with sheep
because
they weren't very big.
Right.
We thought
pretty simple.
It would be easy, you know, see if we were going to stay with this and if that was what we wanted to do. So we started with sheep. And now my grandson's old enough to start showing. So
that's so fun.
We're doing the circle of life again.
Yeah. You're right. I feel like I learned a whole lot in 4-H. And I did a lot of the leadership stuff too, which I thought I was going to go on to, you know, become the president of the United States. And then I moved to someplace, a little town in Arkansas, where they didn't do 4-H, and I got off my track. So,
oh, my goodness.
So here I am.
Well, it's never too late to get back on track.
That's so true. Okay. So you guys have you've got something kind of up. The county, what is it called?
Bowie County Project Show is coming up the end of this month, the 27th and 28th. It'll be out at the Four States Fairgrounds. We've got kids that'll be showing sheep and goats, chickens, rabbits, hogs,
yeah,
and a couple of steers.
The rabbits, I did a lot of rabbit showing.
Did you?
Started off with two. Ended up with, like, I don't know, 70-something. And it's like, why does this keep happening? So...
And there's the circle of life, right?
It's definitely the circle of life. So this is a great opportunity maybe for parents to go out and just watch to see if bring your kids out, see if that you can get them interested in 4-H.
Oh, yes. And these kids love to talk to other parents and children and talk about their projects. And we'll also have some ag mechanics out there. And after the judging on the ag mechanics, we'll have a silent auction. So there'll be some really cool stuff, picnic tables, traps, just regular little tables,
uh-huh,
and some craft type items and things.
Fun.
That people could bid on. Some
you got me at hog trap. You got me at hog trap.
There you go. That's a big issue.
That is a
right
big
now.
Issue. It really is. If we were to go out there, could we maybe sign up for 4-H, or would we be able to just find out how we could?
Well, I'll have some information on 4-H out there, as well as some of the ag teachers will have some information on their FFA programs. We've got kids that'll be exhibiting from not just 4-H, but New Boston FFA, Sims, DeKalb, Hooks, Redwater, and Liberty Isle.
Oh, nice. So it's
the countywide,
very
countywide
fun
deal. And then Friday evening, we will have a premium sale where the kids, we don't really sell the project, but we're kind of selling the kid and the
okay, now you're going to have to explain to me how you're selling the kid. I'm kind of confused.
That does sound kind of bad.
It's sounding wrong.
Well, in Texas, if we're going to have the market sale, we cannot sell the project because the kid may go on to Houston with that project.
Okay.
And if it changes hands, even for 5 seconds,
then it's not theirs anymore.
Then it's not theirs anymore.
Okay.
It's not
okay.
Eligible to show. So
okay.
It's just a premium auction. And don't worry, you don't have to take home a steer to to tend to it if you buy it at the sale. Yeah. Unless you make arrangements with that exhibitor prior, you
okay,
know, there might be something that
well,
they
and
can
that
do for
that
you.
Was one of the things that you know to me was just so hard was you know my project was the sheep I'd raised and obviously we would go around to businesses to ask them to come to the sale
yes
and you know try to get as much per pound as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, because it was a nice way to make some money, but it was also, then they took my lamb home with them, so that part was hard.
That is, and some of that has changed. Like I say, we still have Houston Livestock Show to go in Texas, so.
Which I would have to imagine is so much fun.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it has to be a blast.
It's one of my favorites. It's all indoors there, so yeah. It's kind of nice and kind of neat, but we can't change possession of the animals just for that reason, but. We'll have a nice buyer's dinner that's sponsored by State Bank and Silver Star Restaurant. So come on out and support the sale.
Yeah, and get your kids interested in 4-H. Okay, so 4-H, it's, okay, give me the first line.
Head.
I know it's head, hands, heart, and
health,
but I can't remember the saying.
The pledge is, I pledge my head to clear thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community,
yes,
my country, and my world.
How is it that I have forgotten that? I need to do it more often.
You didn't really forget. It was deep.
It was in there. I was kind of moving my mouth along
you
with you.
As you
yeah. Sherry, thank you so much. This has been amazing. If someone wants to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can call our office in New Boston at 903-628-6702, or we're on Facebook. Bowie
there
County
you go.
4-H.
It's okay. So it's Bowie County 4-H
yes,
on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. Come by next time. Bring I don't know a couple animals with you. It'll be
sure.
great.
Oh, we can do that.
I think that would be a blast. I appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Listen to Kelly live weekdays from 6 until 10 a.m. on Cool 95.1.